issues come up with regard to the idea of victimization. We recently have discussed with another individual on your planet the following concept, which to some degree, not completely in the same way, but which to some degree may apply in this case. This individual was driving along in their automobile and was struck by a truck. In their interaction with us, they said, "I have been living a spiritual life. I have been following my joy. I have been doing all the things that one assumes are the expressions of balance. I had assumed I was past any such kind of thing happening to me." And we responded, "That is the mistake. That you assume you can ever be past anything. You are never, ever, ever past any possibility in your life. Anything is always possible." His assumption that he was past all of that, whatever he meant by all of that, is what attracted it to him, to show him, for him to show himself, that he had made an assumption that was, in essence, erroneous. Spiritual growth can allow a life to be manifested in which certain kinds of things will no longer occur. This is true. However, these certain things, such as the automobile accident and the ideas that many of you call disease, these certain things, in many cases, will no longer occur, no longer manifest, when it's all right if they do. If it's all right that they can, if it's all right that it is always possible that they might, then they never need to. But when an individual falls under the assumptions, falls under the definitions, falls into the belief systems, that they are somehow beyond such things, smack, they run into that brick wall and prove to themselves that there is no such thing as being beyond such things. Because if you are growing, if you are integrating, if you are becoming more than you were before, that is a process of integration, and it means by definition that you must contain even more possibilities than you did previously. Growth is not the product of exclusion. Things do not get excluded from your possible reality life. They become more possible. More possible. Walking the fine line, the balance point, between whether or not they actually occur is due to your willingness to let it be all right if in fact they do occur, and if they do, in extracting from it in all possible ways whatever it is you can constructively extract, knowing that you have dealt this card yourself. Now you understand that this is not a judgment, and you understand this is not a chastisement, and you understand this is not in any way, shape, or form saying that you are not a powerful being. But you, in choosing these kinds of cards, have actually given yourself a reflection of the level of your power. For again, when each and every one of you, whether it be your preference or not, when any of you heap upon yourself this many challenges of this nature, it is a sign from yourself to yourself of exactly how strong you are, that you can even transform all of these things. There are many ways and many methodologies by which you could perhaps go about doing this, but first and foremost, every single one of them will be based upon your recognition